Back now with Day to Day and the music of Robin Hitchcock. I first got into Robin Hitchcock when I heard his song, The Cheese Alarm. I mean, how can you resist a guy who sings about Stilton, Roquefort, and Brie? Hitchcock has been writing music with a comic twist since the 1970s. He now has a new CD. It's called Goodnight Oslo. Robin Hitchcock recently sat down with music journalist Christian Bordahl to talk about the album and to play a couple of his new songs.
Robin Hitchcock is perhaps best known for writing songs like My Wife and My Dead Wife and The Man with the Light Bulb Head, songs alternately surreal and silly, but with a dark undercurrent. Now well into his 50s, Hitchcock's undercurrent is bubbling closer to the surface of his songs, while the broad silliness has morphed into a subtler, more low-key sense of humor.
I think it's only a dark undercurrent if what's on the surface is bright. If my stuff was very, very gloomy on the surface, you'd probably find it hilarious underneath. Kind of depends, doesn't it, what hits you first.
I can smell the smoke from the lungs of the Saturday groovers, busy doing nothing when you're young. Saturday Groovers.
Robin describes Saturday Groovers as those of his generation that never quite gave up the old ways of the 70s, though he doesn't admit to falling into that category himself.
I can survive for decades without grooving if I need to.
If forced,
you know, you have to be adaptable. I can groove with the best of them, should it be appropriate, but it's no problem for me not to groove. I can vibrate internally.
Hitchcock's songs have always had a very loose, extemporaneous feel, which is part of their charm, but which sometimes leaves them feeling a little undercooked.
It is quite random in a way. I know that means that, you know, often my stuff perhaps sounds unfinished or it's not immediately clear when you listen to my songs what I'm singing about. On the other hand, I think that does create what I think of as a kind of the honesty of the unconscious, that what you are trying to tell yourself comes through more if you don't censor it by imposing an idea on top.
Knock yourself out yesterday. Tomorrow will be fine. It's all for the best, you say. Somewhere down the line, everything is fine, everything is mine.
Part of the fun of writing extemporaneously is going back after the fact and deciding what your unconscious has been trying to communicate. In the case of the songs on Goodnight Oslo, Robin says there does seem to be a coherent theme.
The theme seems to be one of kind of discarding negative patterns of thought. How sad it is to say goodbye to them because you're saying goodbye to part of yourself. So it's very exciting to move on, as they say in psychobabble, but it's also sad because you've got to let go of what you know and the world you were in.
Oh,
Robin Hitchcock has been writing psychedelic pop since the time of psychedelic pop in the 70s. And musically, most of these new songs wouldn't be out of place on one of his early albums, except perhaps for the relaxed effortlessness of the arrangements and the playing. On this album, Robin is back with his longtime collaborators, the Venus Three. That's Peter Buck and Bill Rifflin of REM and Scott McCoy of the Minus Five. These are players that no longer need to prove themselves to anyone. They've been playing pop music for decades, and they just know how it's done. If anything, over time they keep sloughing off musical complexity and replacing it with the simpler structures and vocal harmonies of early rock.
We're up to our necks in love, so right.
But if the music sounds much the same, the mood on Robin's newer songs is definitely changing. There's less frivolity, less wild abandon, more grown-up themes, more introspection. Though to hear him describe it, he's just plugging away at the same old stuff.
I don't change course very much. I mean, you know, if there's some tremendous obstacle in the way, I go round it, and if I'm up against a very powerful current, then I, like the supple reed, I bend with the wind. There's no point being inflexible or you snap. But this is where I am today, which is, it's, you know, in a pair of headphones in the middle of your head. But there are worse places.
And if you pick up a copy of Goodnight Oslo and put on a pair of headphones, you can experience the exact same sensation.
Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. And maybe.
For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
You'll forgive me.
Music journalist Christian Bordahl spoke with Robin Hitchcock. His new CD is called Goodnight Oslo. You can hear songs from Robin's NPR studio session at nprmusic.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.